This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is another live Saturday episode where you, as always, are free to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You can sound off that way, and you'll sound way better than if you call on the phones. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Wow. Captain, it's been most of the week. You and I are on Mondays together and also Saturdays. So
how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah? Okay.
I my life doesn't change that much. I mean, we work out of my living room, yeah. So, you know, that's not a big change. But, you know, it's nice to go out and, like, see people in real life, and there just aren't that many people out there in the streets, and it's just bizarre.
It's weird how, like, once you can't do a thing, you want to do that thing,
mm-hmm.
Right? Once it's no longer available. A guy can't even go to the bar and have a beer.
No.
You know?
No, you cannot.
I like drinking.
Although in some places you can. I heard the Mariana Islands, you can do it.
Well, if you own, like, a small home bar, for example, you can just, drink at home, of course.
Plus, well, sure, you can drink at home anytime you want.
Yeah, it's not quite the same as, you know, going out and meeting random people.
Yeah.
And that kind of a thing. And, you know, I wasn't doing it that often, but I am a Wisconsin kid originally, and, you know, alcohol is part of the culture in Wisconsin.
It's pretty much part of the culture across the United States.
I'll agree with that, but yeah. I will say that it's a bit more...
Even more so there.
Prominent in Wisconsin. For every church, there's three bars in the state of Wisconsin. So, yeah, they take their alcohol seriously there. But now that a guy can't do it, he's like, well, I guess I'll just twiddle my thumbs. You know, I've got time for some of the projects that I haven't been getting to. So hopefully there's some new musical projects in my future that'll come out of this as a result. But I'm otherwise enjoying the festive government-mandated pandemic.
It's awful. I mean, obviously, you should try to enjoy your life. Obviously, you know, being happy about things, if you can, is a good thing. But it's hard to really be pleasant when there's so much tyranny out there. When the reason things are the way they are isn't because everyone would necessarily choose that.
Right.
Now, if you want to stay home, that's fine with me.
Yeah,
if that's
absolutely
what you want to do. If you feel like you're susceptible, my roommate is medically susceptible to certain things, and he's like spraying the locks with Lysol here
right.
When he comes in. That's fine. You know, do what you feel is necessary to keep yourself safe. Personally, I think this thing is way blown out of proportion. I tend to believe that, first of all, I don't trust the government.
very good.
So I don't believe that the numbers they're giving. I don't know whether the true numbers are higher or the true numbers are lower. Because some people believe
right.
that they want to keep people calm, so they're reporting numbers that are lower. Others believe that they want people to panic, so they're reporting numbers that are higher as far as infection rates and things like that. Because they benefit if people are scared. They are benefiting because they can use that fear to then put in new restrictions into place, like, for instance, forcing everyone in California, Illinois, and New York State to stay inside their homes.
Martial law in effect.
I mean, that does sound a lot like martial law. I mean, even though there may not be military members in the streets with tanks yet, we're not that far away from that happening.
Just because you can walk out the door and be outside doesn't mean you're not in a prison.
Right. If you can't choose where to go when you walk outside, then you are in an open-air prison.
Where to go, who to associate with, how many people you can associate with. There's places that are limiting gatherings to 10 or less.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because I'd heard Massachusetts was 25 was the max. Our very own so-called Live Free or Die state of New Hampshire is 50. And by the way, there was a lawsuit that was filed last week about that, and I've got an update to that particular story.
Well, since I mentioned Wisconsin, this from WKOW.com out of Madison, Wisconsin. Dane County sets up website to report gatherings of 10 or more people.
So wow.
Now you can snitch on your neighbors. Apparently.
Are they going to also give you some money if you snitch them out, too? Because a lot of the snitch lines, you'll get like there was in New York City, you could snitch on your neighbor for having a gun, and they'd give you like $1,000.
Oh, they pay you to snitch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Right.
I don't know, but apparently the public health of Madison and Dane County set up an online form that can be used to submit a violation of Governor Tony Evers' order. The form asks for some basic information before offering several fields to describe the gathering.
Did you hear about the guy who got arrested for doing a wedding?
I read a headline about that, but I didn't read the actual article.
Pop-up wedding. Coronavirus from Philly, CBS Philly.
Right, because they had too many people or something at the
gathering? More than 50. Police in Ocean County in New Jersey have arrested a homeowner for hosting a pop-up wedding with more than 50 people in attendance. Now, I don't know what a pop-up wedding is. I guess it was like one of those short-notice things.
Yeah.
What do they call it? What's the thing where you, send out a text message and...
Flash mob.
Flash mob.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the same thing? A pop-up wedding?
Yeah,
flash
I think
mob?
So. You know, or they have it at, maybe a public place, right? So everybody goes, hey, let's gather at Smith Park over here.
Right.
Because it's a public area that's open to anybody at any time. And everybody just sort of shows up. They put up some tents or whatever, bring some alcohol, whatever it is. I don't know.
So they arrested the person who was, I guess, getting married. Eliyahu Zaks, 49 years old, has been charged with maintaining a nuisance. So it sounds like they're really stretching to just come up with whatever they can to charge somebody with.
Does that mean a guy can start a nuisance and not get charged?
I don't know. Start the nuisance and leave.
Yeah.
The cops aren't there.
Yeah, whoever's maintaining it gets busted.
Quote, the Lakewood police is asking... Well, it doesn't sound like they're just asking. The Lakewood police is asking that citizens be responsible and obey the directives set forth by the state of New Jersey for the safety and health of all. Those that choose not to will be subject to criminal prosecution. Because this whole freedom thing, that's out the window.
Yeah.
It didn't really exist before coronavirus. It was all, basically a scam, an illusion. You really didn't have freedom.
Yeah.
But you at least had the illusion of it and the semblance of it, the relative freedom to be able to walk out your front door and decide whether to turn left or right. You had some basic choices that you could make previously. You didn't have a fence necessarily surrounding your property. But now if you try to do something that is outside of these diktats by these so-called governors, here in New Hampshire, his press release calls him His Excellency.
Oh, my God.
It really says that. That if you disobey His Excellency and their armed guards, that you will be put into a cell, where, by the way, you'll be in close proximity with a bunch of other people.
I just want to say to our listeners, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, but I am a free human being, an individual that is different from, every other individual, as, different as individuals can be, except for maybe identical twins, but, that's another story. But within that, I need no leader. I need nobody to tell me what to do and how to live my life because I am best qualified to do that. Nobody else is best qualified to tell me to do that.
The Lakewood police, again, saying that they will prosecute you if you violate their little precious set of rules. Lakewood police say they've responded to approximately 17 calls for violations of the social distancing restrictions laid out by the state. On Friday, the governor, Phil Murphy, in New Jersey, said he expects to issue more restrictions on social distancing, probably this weekend, but at that time did not indicate what that might entail. So I'm guessing that now it's illegal to actually, like, step close to somebody?
Just
is that the idea?
Making criminals out of people that are otherwise peaceful, harming nobody, trying to carry on with their lives. It's disgusting. It's repulsive.
Oh, but you could be harming someone, Captain. By being close to someone, you could be spreading a virus to them. See? Now you're a threat.
I could be harming people when I pass gas, too.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
They gonna arrest me for that?
Yeah. Is it now illegal to actually step within 6 feet of another human being? Because if that's true, now I don't know if that's what the rules are in New Jersey.
I don't know either.
Because that's what part of this whole social distancing thing is a 6 foot distance. Most of the time, that's going to mean you're going to have to walk in the road if you're on the sidewalk with somebody. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to jump into those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
It is just overwhelming the amount of news that I want to talk about. Like, some nights on Free Talk Live, it's like slim pickings for show topics. It's like, okay, I got to go into my evergreens and pull something up from
a couple weeks ago. The internet for something to talk about. But no, not the last couple of weeks anyway. Yeah. Here we are, week two of the festive government-mandated pandemic.
It's been about a week now here in New Hampshire that they've locked down access to restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
So that's when it really started for us here. But in other places, it's total lockdown. California, perfect. Illinois, I think, just went yesterday. New York also within the last couple of days.
So it's the whole state of California now, too, right?
The entire state. It started in San Francisco.
The six counties in the Bay Area, and then it expanded statewide, right?
Yeah.
In the last couple of days.
That's right. And also, in other related news, Canada-U.S. land border, also the U.S. Mexican land border, closed to what's called non-essential travel. So if you're traveling for work, so if you're like a trucker or a professional driver, you can go across the border. But if you're just going to go down to Tijuana to go shopping or whatever, then they're not going to allow you to leave.
Now, I heard that the Canadian border closed to, well, non-Canadian citizens and also, for some reason, U.S. residents. Did that change?
As of midnight last night,
The
land border, according to globalnews.ca, between Canada and U.S. has closed to all non-essential travel. So if you've got to work, and you can prove it, I imagine,
right? Yeah.
Then they might let you across. So I know you guys want to comment. Feel free to jump on the phones here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But before we go to the calls, since we were talking about New Jersey, you had an update from Wisconsin as well, where there's a rule that you cannot gather with more than 10 people. Is that right?
That is correct.
Is this an executive edict?
This is from it's from Dane County, and it's Governor Tony Evers' order.
Okay, so all the statewide, Wisconsin, no gatherings over 10 people.
Right. And so they've set up a snitch website where if you are in Wisconsin and you see a gathering of more than 10 people, I can just see like Mrs. Kravitz peeking out her window. There's 11 people next door. I'm going to go online and fill out this form. Apparently, any person who willfully violates or obstructs the execution of this rule or any state statute rules, county, city, or village ordinance, for which no other penalty is prescribed, which they're currently, this falls under, can be imprisoned for not more than 30 days or fined not more than $500 or both.
Yeah, so it's basically a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but literally they're going to cage people or threatening to cage people and fine them for gathering more than 10 people. And I happen to know that there are some quite large families in Wisconsin that are larger than 10 people.
I suspect they will make an exemption for that because it would make them look really bad if they start just going arresting families for being in their own home.
I mean, none of this makes them look good.
No, but it does to people. Captain, that's the thing. Like, in our world, it doesn't. In our world,
people are wrong, damn it.
Well, it makes them look like tyrants, but to the average person, it seems like they're welcoming this. I mean, they're frustrated, I'm sure, by the fact that they can't go to work, and maybe they're going to have a tough time paying their rent and all that, but at least they're safe. Because safety is what matters to most people. No. They've been raised in this government indoctrination system where they've been told, the government's here to take care of you. Where every president, I remember, at least in my adult lifetime, so like as far back as George Bush and a little before that, all these presidents have always said, Barack Obama, George Bush, they've all stood up in front of Americans at the podium and said, it's my job as president to protect the American people. It's all about protection. It's all about safety. It's all about, You've got to feel safe.
Show me where it says it's the president's responsibility to protect the people.
It's not. It's nowhere in the Constitution.
You know whose responsibility is?
Yours.
Yours, individually. Right. You are an individual. You are responsible for your own protection. You need to learn and educate yourself and take responsibility for that stuff and stop depending on these tyrants to do it for you. Because guess what? The more you allow it to happen, the less freedom you're going to have.
But part of what's happening here, and there's another story I've got about this, and again, so much to cover, so little time, quarantine shaming. You heard about this?
Yeah.
This is the new thing where all these people who
Scarlet Letter, anyone? Scarlet Letter?
All these people who want to feel safe and they love the government, thank goodness we've got the government out there, they are actually socially shaming and ostracizing anybody else who's like, you know what? I want to just go out and do what I want to do because I'm willing to take a risk and I'm not worried about all this fear surrounding what, honestly, it seems like is just another iteration of the flu. Although it isn't as deadly yet as the flu is, nor as widespread as the flu is.
And there is such conflicting information. There's reports that are like, the death rate is like double that of the flu. And then others are like, the death rate is not even half of the flu.
And then there are other people who are saying, and I forget who I heard this from, but the claim about all these people in Italy, because people say, well, look at what's happened in Italy. The claim is that a lot of these people who died in Italy, like the super majority of these older folks who died, already had a pre-existing malady of some sort.
Oh.
So it's not like they were like a healthy 80-year-old and got sick and died.
Right.
They were infirmed and got sick and died.
They already had something else going on, right?
Yeah. So it's being blown way out of proportion. And let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. I want to get into New Jersey. Apparently at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, the state of New Jersey will be going into full lockdown.
I'm staying out of New Jersey. If you want to go ahead.
It's the garbage state. I don't want to go to New Jersey either if I ever I would prefer to drive around it if I can at all avoid it. It's one of the worst places, one of the least free states of all of the United States. And by the way, that is what we're seeing here is some of the least free states. New York,
Illinois,
California, Illinois, now New Jersey are the ones that are doing the total lockdowns.
Good point.
9 p.m. Eastern time, we will give you the details from NJ.com. What do you need to know about the stay-at-home order? You thought Wisconsin was bad with 10 people? There is now zero. Like, you cannot go out and gather with anyone at all.
What? Where?
In New Jersey, as of 9 p.m. tonight.
You can't gather with another person?
You cannot get out and gather with anyone else.
What if you're like married and you know you want to go for a walk with your spouse?
You can go for a walk.
What about your kids?
There's an exemption for exercise. You're allowed to leave your house for exercise.
Oh, how nice of them.
We'll tell you more about it coming up here. But let's go first to Larry. He's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, you know one thing, this is the blaring contradiction. What are they going to do with all the homeless people? I seen a bunch of homeless people right downtown yesterday at the Mission, crowded in there like a can of sardines. I guess they don't hold the same value. But
that's a good point, though, Larry, because when I was in Seattle, there were several, we'll call them missions, for like the homeless. And all the time, homeless would be lined up outside waiting for them to open or, you know, to do their business. And there'd be a line at least 10 deep.
Well, now they just have to put 6 feet between every single person in the line. Thank you, Larry, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. What's happening where you live and how do you feel?
Work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House are narrowing their differences on a sweeping $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. Talks went on through the evening last night and started once again early this morning as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said everyone is working very hard to make this happen. Senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Preliminary Senate votes are set for tomorrow. McConnell said the goal is passage by Monday. The GOP plan aims to pump billions into $1,200 direct checks to Americans and billions into small business loans to pay idled workers during the global pandemic. The White House, President Trump, welcomes the stimulus plan, believing it is needed to stabilize the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may dial toll-free here to join us. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The coronavirus response by the government gangsters is getting worse by the day.
It's getting dumber.
It's getting more dangerous, and it's getting more deadly to freedom as well.
I believe I made this prediction a week ago today that things are going to get much dumber. And, Wow, true to form, they sure have, very quickly.
You were right about that. FreedomsPhoenix.com is where you can get smartenized, though. Head on over to Freedoms Phoenix.
Smartenized?
Where they've got the newest, if you're feeling like you're dumber.
It sounds like an Ernieism.
Get on over to Freedoms Phoenix, because they've got the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. The Daily Dispatch there is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, Liberty News, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. as Ian and Captain Kickass continue here in the studio. We'll give you the rundown of what's going to happen in New Jersey tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we're about an hour and a half out from the total lockdown.
The countdown is on.
Is coming to Jersey, and it's already hit California, New York, Illinois. Maybe there's another state that I haven't heard about. I mean, by no means am I, you know, tapped into all the news about this coronavirus. It's impossible to follow everything.
It is. That's true.
So feel free to let us know if you've seen any kind of developments here that we didn't catch. Let's go first to your calls and thoughts. Dwight is on the line in Kentucky, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. Hello, Dwight.
Hey there. Yeah, hey. So if China is a country of 1.2 billion and they've reported 3,500 deaths and they are now decreasing on the curve, so say they go up to 4,500 deaths. They are three times our size. So extrapolate that. That's what, 1,500 deaths for our country?
Yeah, that's basically nothing. That's nothing.
But that's not nothing. That's lightning strikes. I mean, yeah, you know, so gee.
Well, right, but you don't see
basically nothing.
But you don't see any governors closing states because of lightning strikes.
Statistical noise is what we're talking about here. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize the people who are dying. Okay, I'm not trying to minimize that. Yeah, I understand that.
If it's not 100,000 deaths, I'm going to be mad.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if people...
70,000 for flu, and that's what Trump said. Hey, it's kind of like the flu. It might be a little bit worse. And, yeah, geez. I mean, I don't know. That's my fault.
Yeah, no, look, I don't blame you for being upset. I mean, I'm not going to be upset that more people didn't die. I think that's a good thing, but... people should be upset about the restrictions on their freedoms that these governments have been putting into place all across the United States.
The insane restrictions on freedom.
If we told everyone to stay home and not drive, we get 50,000 deaths every year from car wrecks.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Dwight. Great point.
Yeah.
Excellent analogy. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Because life isn't about... just being safe, at least not to me.
I mean, life is a risk, right?
Constantly.
I put all my stuff into some pods. I sold my car. I flew to New Hampshire. I rented an apartment sight unseen. I really didn't know anybody here when I did it, you know, and that was all a risk. I could have died at any moment.
You got in a car wreck the first time you tried coming.
I did. I did almost die, you know, 5 years before that.
Right.
So, you know, everything is, walking outside is a risk. You get hit by a car.
Most accidents happen in the home. Being in your house is a risk. Stepping into your bathtub is a risk.
So
don't take a bath.
Right, yeah. Yeah. if everybody just stopped showering, we could prevent thousands of deaths per year.
Right. Wouldn't be able to sit in a room with you anymore. But
that would create social distancing.
Yeah, it sure would. Let's continue here. Let's talk to Zach. He's in Ithaca, New York, one of the lockdown states. Zach, what's happening out there?
Hello. I went to the grocery store right when it opened this morning, and it was pretty weird. I was going to say, as far as that last caller was saying about the numbers that dead out of China, you cannot trust any number from the Communist Party. They've just stopped testing people.
Well, or the government in general.
I wouldn't trust the United States government or the New York government.
But go on.
Well, I would say probably 10 times what their stated numbers were, at the very least. What I did want to talk about is Adam Curtis hypernormalization. Are you familiar with this documentarian from the BBC?
I am not.
I am not familiar with such a person from the BBC.
He's been doing it for about 20 years. In 2016, he made hypernormalization, which the thesis statement of that documentary is essentially that Western politicians painted a false reality for people that was much more simplistic, and we all began living in this false world, and gradually over time, reality has started to penetrate that false constructive world. And we're now suffering the consequences of that. Does that make sense?
No. What do you mean by that?
Like a false constructed reality. We all agree that we're all living in the same fantasy on some level that, you know, things are under control. Everything's going fine. And then things that have been lurking in the shadows gradually over time have come to permeate the bubble of this false constructed reality that we all.
Can you give me an example?
I mean, I'm thinking he's talking about the religion of authoritarianism, right? The indoctrination.
Islam is one of the... It's a very, very interesting documentary. It's all over YouTube, and it has been very eye-opening for me. And I think if anyone's got any spare time to sit around and watch stuff, I couldn't suggest it more strongly.
I think they have a lot of time for that. Yeah. What was it called?
Hypernormalization by Adam Curtis. He made Bitter Lake. He made The Power of Nightmares, The Century Itself. If you just listen to the first, like, 2 or 3 minutes, he states the whole thesis statement of the. And then
so what is, okay, thanks for the recommendation. What's it like being in New York right now with the total lockdown?
It's kind of spooky because I'm in Tompkins County where we have a lot of Chinese students. We have cases. And, you know, it's probably been here a lot longer than they said. So potentially I might have gotten, I didn't feel well a little while ago. I could have gotten over it for all I know. Mm-hmm. Or that could be wishful thinking. And I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. So, I mean, hopefully I don't die. But if I do,
okay,
that would suck.
So you are being forced to stay in your home. What are the restrictions there?
I'm not being forced. I mean, I don't normally, you know, like to go out and unnecessarily leave my house as it is. But, I mean, the buses are still running. The grocery store is still open.
Right. Okay, so normally there's, in these lockdowns, as I understand it, we'll go through the New Jersey restrictions here in a moment, but as I understand it, they are telling people that they are allowed to go to the grocery store. They may still be allowed to go to perform some sort of a so-called essential job, but for the most part, otherwise, they're supposed to stay in their homes under threat of violence.
I don't think there's any, it hasn't gotten quite that intense here. Mm-hmm. This is a college town. The kids are all
well, right. You know, everybody's obeying the order. So,
yeah.
You know, nobody's really tried to push the limit and see how far the government will go by disobeying the order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's I thought about doing scared. That, actually, going to put up some anti-Chinese propaganda just for fun. See if I
you mean like anti-Chinese government, or are you anti-Chinese people?
Because
that doesn't sound like fun. Okay, good.
The people themselves are nice.
Yeah, I mean, people are just victims of their government, just like we are. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Zach. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Jerry is in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, fellas. You know, West Virginia was the very last state to locate them. I mean, I'm sure we looked really hard. We finally came up with our own coronavirus here a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before that happened, I had a lot of T-shirts printed up. Anybody can buy them. And it says COVID-19 National Champs, Social Distancing Since 1863. That's when West Virginia became a state. And if anybody in the United States has been distanced from every other state, it's West Virginia.
Huh.
So I posted on Facebook today that to destroy the entire world over something that may or may not happen is going way too far.
Totally, you know? Agree with you, Jerry. Stand by. If you got more to say, we can bring it back here in just a moment, because the risk from this thing seems to be relatively low. It's certainly no worse than many other things that are regularly with us. I mean, tuberculosis, I think, was like 1.7 million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the individual known as Captain Kickass.
Also, Bitcoin. It's doing a little better today. It's up to around $6,400.
A little bit of recovery.
For one Bitcoin. And now's a good time to start learning about that sort of thing if you've considered getting into cryptocurrency, especially if you found yourself with a little bit more time on your hands, given that the government gangsters are threatening you if you even leave your home without their permission slip. Now, basically, you need a hall pass just to go anywhere in life, according to the government people in California, New York, and as of 9 p.m. tonight, New Jersey, also Illinois, started, I think, yesterday. So I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and get the basics, because now's a good time to start doing that, especially as the federal government is going to be pumping a bunch more dollars.
More, yeah. They
into
already
circulation.
They already announced a $1.5 trillion that they're just going to inject into the economy.
That's right.
Then they're also going to do another...
Into the banks,
yeah.
Which will get into the economy,
yeah.
But it's going
then
to
they're going to do another like $700 billion in what they call quantitative easing, which is just printing more, or adding zeros to some bank accounts somewhere.
Right, and don't forget the checks they're going to print out probably for every American. So, you know, that way they remember that the government's taking care of them. Here's $1,000.
Yeah. What, when did the price of your freedom become $1,000? That seems pretty frickin' low to me.
That pretty much sums it up. So go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics about Bitcoin cryptocurrency, and also you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to Jerry. He's calling us from West Virginia. Jerry, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so as I posted to Facebook today, I said, sure, take the standard precautions as you always would if you were ill, and maybe take a little more. But the world has been through this before and survived without shutting it down.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, you know, the cure here is going to be much worse than the problem. And the more, you know, as every day passes, and as one of the other callers mentioned, we have like five homeless shelters in a very small area in our town, and those people are just crowded up together. Now, they have put some porta-potties out for them, so now they're going in there to shoot up drugs mostly.
Right, that's real sanitary.
Right, right. And so, you know, this takes me back about 10 or 12 years. We had a beautiful river here called the Coal River, and it was a very shallow river. It was probably 4 feet deep in this particular area. Very flat, a lot of smooth rock, and you could have a wonderful time. And people have had a wonderful time swimming in this area for over 100 years. Well, some kid drowned about 10 years ago, and his mother raised such a stink over it that the state came in, shut the whole area down, says, you can't swim here anymore under threat of going to jail.
Wow.
So this generation and future generations will not be able to enjoy this beautiful swimming area because of the government.
Ridiculous. Because of this push towards constant safety. Safety,
right.
safety. Yeah. No risks allowed.
And you know what? I've been a skydiver for 40 years. I was one of the first to jump off the New River Gorge Bridge. But don't talk to me about safety, okay?
Great call, Jerry. I really appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I'm so glad there are people out there still who actually care about being free and being able to take risks in life, because that's what, to me, is an important factor in my life, has always been the ability to take a risk.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can, not just taking a risk of, like, going swimming, which doesn't seem too risky to me, but I guess, you know, one kid died, so therefore nobody can go swimming now. It's crazy. But, you know, to take a risk in your life, whether it be in business, risking your money, or whether it be risking jumping out of an airplane. Now, that's not my kind of risk. I'm not into that sort of thing.
Let's be clear. Jumping out of a perfectly good airplane for no apparent reason is skydiving.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Skydiving. You know, everybody should be free to take whatever risks they want to. Smoking cigarettes, that's a risk too.
Yeah.
And this whole idea that we need the government out there to decide when it's okay to leave your house.
Like, literally.
And how close you can be to people.
Everything you do that you consider fun probably has a risk involved.
That's probably true.
Right? I like to drink beer.
Yep.
Alcohol's got a risk involved.
Yep.
Right? Some people like to ski.
Very risky.
Right? Whether it's water skiing or snow skiing, risky. Right? Skateboarding.
Every sport is risky.
Yeah. Well, except for maybe like chess.
Chess. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's a sport.
Bowling. Bowling's risky.
I don't think chess is a sport in the same way that I don't think esports are a sport. These video game
competitions. Dude, have you never had carpal tunnel? Oh my gosh. It is debilitating.
And, you know, I say this as somebody who likes video games, right? So it's not like I'm biased against video games.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. I grew up with them. But I don't consider it a sport. And I also say it as somebody who doesn't really care for sports either.
Right, so it's not
like I'm trying to attack games. Like, normally sports include some sort of physical component that actually involves exertion. And I don't know if I consider lifting a chess piece exertion, nor do I consider...
What about thumbing the controller?
I mean, two
triggers?
Over some amount of hours of non-stop gaming, you might get a sore thumb, maybe, but you really have to be playing for a long time.
But it's a risk nonetheless.
Well, there's the risk of inaction in that case. The risk of being sedentary, the risk of not doing anything.
The risk of your mom grounding you because you spent too much time on the video games.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's this quarantine shaming apparently going on, which maybe we'll get a chance to talk about tonight. And as far as I'm concerned, we should be shaming people who are all about this safety nonsense. I mean, look, if that's the way you want to live your life, that's fine. But stop trying to force it on everybody else. Stop trying to tell me and my friends and the people who I care about how they have to live their life. Stop trying to tell local business owners how to run their business.
Yeah.
If they want to put in provisions, to so-called protect their customers or recommendations or whatever, by all means, they should do that.
So get this. In Seattle, Washington, I would attend this Irish pub that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind saying their name. It's Sean O'Donnell's Irish
Pub. Sean O'Donnell?
Sean O'Donnell. They're a chain, actually. Sean and Sean Jr. own and run the place, and it's a family-run deal and whatever.
Do you get haggis?
So they do occasionally have that, but only at the Everett location. At any rate,
okay.
Before these government mandates started coming in, right, they're a freaking Irish pub, and we're coming up on St. Paddy's Day, right?
Yeah, no one could have go out for a drink on St. Paddy's Day here.
It's like their Christmas, financially speaking,
yeah.
right, for an Irish
green
pub.
Beer.
And they sent out an email to all their people that are on their list and saying, hey, we're keeping it low-key this year because of the, you know, this is before all the government stuff. Before the restrictions. They started doing what they thought was the right thing for their families and their customers. So they started sort of restricting, okay, we're not going to have the big Irish bands, we're not going to have the festival, blah, blah, blah. But what we will do is we will offer, you know, to-go family meals. So if you want to pick up a traditional Irish feast for your family, go to our website.
Corn,
it's $50 or whatever, you know. Yeah, you know, it'll feed a family of six or something. I don't know. But, you know, they sent out, and they were doing this. They said, we're going to close down, you know, these two stores, but these other bars are going to be, restaurants will be open,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you can come in and eat, or you can get to-go, and that's fine. And then as things sort of progressed, they were like, no, we're actually not going to have anything, but we will still do the to-go orders, right? So they were voluntarily doing the things that government is now mandating already as a business who sort of had their customers in mind, right? And I don't understand myself why the government feels like they have to come in and mandate it when businesses are perfectly capable of making the right decisions for their customer base.
Come on. You may not understand it from your perspective, but try to understand it from theirs. This is a perfect excuse.
Oh, I know, it's a power grab
for them to get away with more control. And that's what they're all about.
Yeah.
They love telling people what to do. They love watching people follow their orders. And they love feeling like they're in charge. So, I mean, this is a big moment for all these politicians who've just been salivating over
I can't agree
controlling
with you more.
People. Let's talk to Trina. She's in Bloomington, Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Listening to WILM.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Trina. You're on.
Hi, everybody. Hey, I would like to share some information. I'm glad that another caller called in and what you were talking about risks, because it relates back to what I want to say. I used to work in nursing. I was a nursing assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm talking about. Please, I'm sharing this information because I know there are people out there who are trying to do what they think is important and necessary to protect themselves, but people are not properly using the latex gloves like medical people wear, you know, doctors and nurses and whatnot.
The nitrite gloves, yeah.
Properly using them, I want you to tell me what you mean by that. If you can hang on, we will bring you back and you can explain that. Because I've seen this at some businesses here in town that are able to be open, because in New Hampshire the restrictions are only on restaurants and bars for the most part at the moment. People wearing latex gloves behind like a counter or whatever. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.